This is East Coast Breakfast. East Coast Breakfast.
You know that story? There's a guy called Manuel Naidu from Phoenix. Dropped out of high school 25 years ago. And then decided, 25 years later, I want to get my matric.
Sure, that's crazy.
Went and did it. And now has his matric. I think it's a wonderful message to all the people that are about to go back to school tomorrow. That it is this important. You might not realize it as a kid, but when you grow up, you realize how important it is to finish your schooling.
And I'm seeing something here, and I know we've got him in the studio. We'll speak to him right now. But I'm seeing that he went to classes Monday to Thursday from 3 to 6 p.m. That's a lot of time, extra time that was put in, and I'm sure he was doing other stuff as well. The classes were at Esalen Heights Primary School, where he wrote English, Afrikaans, Math, Geography, Religious Studies, and Business Studies. And if this is not a show that right now, if you're sitting at home and you're thinking, there's something I really want to do, but I can't, or I don't have the time, or it's been too long, I think this is a sign for you, that 2020 is a year for you to do something for you as well.
So with that, we'd like to welcome to East Coast Breakfast, East Coast Radio, the legend, the first legend of 2020, Manuel Naidu from Phoenix, Durban. How's it, Manuel?
How are you, bro?
Congratulations, bro.
Well done, man.
Thank you, man.
Manuel, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling very excited.
You're excited?
Yeah.
So obviously we've got you here because you've done something pretty remarkable. And if I may just ask the first question, and I just think it's pretty obvious as well. Why is it that you didn't finish school initially?
I blame it on my... personally, I had a lot of bad habits when I was in school.
Okay. So we went to grade 11, standard 9.
Yeah, that's the last grade. I did about 2 months in 9, and then I dropped out of school. I was never expelled or anything. I chose to quit school.
Oh. You talk about the bad habits. Yeah. Do you mind sharing with us what those habits were?
Number one, truanting.
Yeah.
Then getting mixed up with stuff like alcohol and you know, that sort of thing. Then from there, you know, comes the worst things like fighting and stuff.
Mm. Okay.
Then it just got more and more worse. One step to another, all in a bad direction. In and out of prison, being arrested.
Mm.
And my life just continued down that way.
And then what is it that happened? Because you said it continued down that way, but here you are sitting 25 years later, having finished now your matric. What was it that helped you to turn your life around?
The hardships. Considering all the hardships that I've been through in the 25 years. Like number one, not being able to get a proper job, not seeing a decent wage. And then I finished off, I reside entirely on my own now.
Yeah.
For the past 10 years of my life.
Wow.
Yeah, so
congratulations.
Thanks. And that became even more difficult, knowing that I have to provide for every single one of my needs entirely by myself and without a job.
Mm.
So I started to look at myself and think, hey, now this is getting extremely bad.
Mm.
Because I literally couldn't make it anymore.
Yeah. And then if you can't go down anymore, only way to go is up.
Oh,
hey?
I said it to someone.
Yeah. So then you decided to go back to school.
Yeah, I decided to go back to school.
What was that like? I mean, because like I try to learn things now, and I'm also in the ballpark of 40. And,
plus, Manuel, don't let him fool you.
So when we come back, I want to ask you, Manuel, how do you compare learning now compared to when you're a youngster? And what was that? What was it when you hit rock bottom? You know, what was it in that 1 year, in the entire 25 years, that helped you make that big decision? I want to go back to school.
This is East Coast Breakfast. East Coast Breakfast.
This is a bit of an inspiration, right? He's told us the story. Can we say that you were a bad egg when you were a youngster?
Yes.
Maybe a little bit of drinking, a little bit of some bad influences, a little bit of criminal activity.
As a lighty. We may say, Manuel, that you were a little boy who went on a path that now, as an older man, are possibly, someone's listening right now, maybe there's someone who's sitting in their 20s that never finished, and because of what you went through, they're going to change their life. So thank you to that little sherbet boy who was fighting and drinking, because look at you now. And I just saw you got this blue armband on. Did you go to Rage?
No.
Because now that you finished school. Okay. Okay. I was just checking.
Because he would be the only 40-year-old allowed into Rage.
Well, you do qualify, because...
So I also want to give a shout out to the Department of Basic Education, basically, which has this course for adults to finish. So he could actually, he doesn't have to pay for that. Those courses are free.
Oh,
so
wow.
So they're available. So any adult who thinks, no, I can't afford to go back to school, yes, you can. Department of Education will take care of that for you. So there is no excuse. There is no financial excuse if you have the will and the effort. How's this for will and effort? Is there true in this, Manuel, that you got 100% in Afrikaans?
Yes, that's correct.
Who in KZN no gets 100% in Afrikaans?
Did you write the same exam as everyone else?
Yes, Dennis.
You got 100%?
100%. Okay, and you call me good.
If you had me.
Listen, Manuel, just translate this for me. I always say it, but I need you to translate this into 100% Afrikaans person, yeah? Die hond bluff.
That's the only sentence Scar knows.
Die hond bluff.
The dog barks.
Okay. All right, so you had to write all the same exams. You got your marks the same time as everyone else got their marks. Am I allowed to ask, did you pass everything?
Yes, I passed all.
Did you do well?
Yes.
Yes? Are you proud of yourself?
You know, I'll tell you something. Just because I left school, you know, I was never an underachiever in my marks.
Mm. Oh.
I was always a top achiever in my marks. Mm.
Mm. You just said other things.
In school, I always excelled at all my subjects.
Mm.
Just that I picked up the bad habits.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I just decided to quit school. In fact, the teachers used to come to my house, and sort of I grew up with my grandparents.
Mm.
They used to beg my grandparents to put me back in school.
Yeah.
And praise me for my marks and said I was a top achiever, must not quit school. But I was very rebellious at that time and very stubborn. No one could talk to me.
Let me ask you this question then. Do you think maybe school wasn't interesting enough for you that you found your excitement in other areas?
No, I don't know how to explain that. But see, I come from I'll be honest, I come from my home wasn't a happy home.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah, I come from you call it a broken home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there was like no peace inside my house.
Yeah.
That's the house I'm staying in now, all alone.
Mm.
Are you in the same house you grew up in?
Yeah, that's my granny house. I inherited it also from my grandparents. They passed on.
And have you made it a happy home now? Is it a calm place that you're happy in?
I'd say it's calm. But it's not what I wanted to be as yet.
Mm.
As yet. I like that you said as yet. Because you know what, if you can start the year with 100% matric Afrikaans, none of us in this room can say that. Mm-mm. I can tell you that much.
Mm-mm.
And this is how you're starting this year. It's only going to get better and better.
And what's next for you? Are you gonna go to varsity now? What's going to happen?
I'm undecided right now.
Mm.
I don't want to rush things. I'm
not. Sky, he's just finished matric. Give him a chance.
He's like any other matriculant, man. He needs a gap year.
I'm just saying, like, he doesn't need a gap year.
Maybe travel.
No, I'm just saying late applications, bro. It's happening.
You know what I want to know is, seriously, how do you, because when you're young, your brain is a sponge and it absorbs all the information. The older you get, the harder it is to study. Did you find at 40, trying to learn and study and get all the information, was that harder now, I mean, as an older person than you remember as a youngster in standard 8? Or?
I'll tell you what happened when I first took this course.
Mm.
When the first month I did this course, maybe the first few weeks, not even a month.
Mm.
I found it difficult in getting back to schoolwork.
Yeah.
But after that, I just picked everything up just like that.
Fantastic, man. Listen, you're an absolute inspiration. Hopefully we've got some time, it's just after 8, where we can chat to you a little bit more. But Manuel, you sound really, really positive.
Yeah.
And
congratulations.
You're a little bit of an inspiration to people. It's been fantastic talking to you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. This is East Coast Breakfast. East Coast Breakfast.